This is a character I'm sure some of you have met in Scotland, the American who is really proud of his Scottish ancestry.
Hey, Mr. Finkelhofer, will you stop playing those bagpipes?
But my grandpa...
Never mind your grandpa, stop playing them.
Gee. Grandpa used to tell me back in Arkansas how he had to leave the land where he was born in, all because the piper woke the clan at 5 a.m. Grandpa couldn't stand the bagpipes in the morning, so he sailed for America. God bless America, but he never forgot his native land. So perhaps that's why you'll understand that my ancestors came from this country. That's why I'm a very proud man. Gee, when I meet you wonderful people, to think I am one of the Finkelhofer clan. Granddad was a real son of Scotia. That's why he said in his will, he came from the hills of Scotland. God bless Mary Hill. Often he would tell me back in Arkansas, he'd like to see the land from where he studied Roman. Just to hear the piper blow his chanter in the glen, and to watch the haggis roaming in the gloaming. So I sailed from America. God bless America. As a fortune teller told me, true or not, I always was a son of a Scot. 'Cause my ancestors came from this country. Perhaps that's why you'll understand. I've just had a photograph taken, standing in my kilts with my shillelagh in my hand. When I see the Bonnie Wells are weary, oh, they never make me weary. They give me a thrill, 'cause I come from the hills of Scotland. God bless Mary Hill.
Gee, Grandpa used to say to me, Elmer, you're the last of the clan. You gotta go back to Scotland, see that little old country. And nothing's changed. In 50 years, everything's just stood still. In the shadow of a pine tree back in Arkansas, you will find that one of Scotland's sons is sleeping. There is sadness in the glen, in the hearts of many men, when they learn old Johnny Jameson is sleeping. So he sailed for America, and he helped to build America. And although he was the leader of his clan, he was proud to be a son of Uncle Sam. Yes, my grandfather came from this country, and he was a mighty fine man. Sometimes I feel he is with me as I wander through the heather with the camera in my hand.
I saw just the other morning the cottage he was born in. It gave me a thrill, 'cause he came from the hills of Scotland, never to return, just too late to learn that he would no come back again to the cottage by the burn. That's why he said in his will, God bless America, but give my love to me.
Thank you.